Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and it is Friday, the final day of October, day before Halloween, and we have a couple of spooky guests on the Zoom call here today with us. So we have from Tuttle Creek State Park, the manager there, Todd Lovin, joining us. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you on. Ben Jedlicka is also with us here this morning. He's the game warden, a natural resources officer with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism in Riley County. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Brandon Peoples.
Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. Thank you guys for being here. Going to talk about a lot of different things going on in the outdoors. Todd, I'll start with you. Got a busy weekend coming up here at Tuttle Creek State Park.
We really do. Even though we're, you know, nudging on November here, the park is still busy. Just changing a little bit of focus and a few things that start is like on November 1st here, which is Sunday, trout season starts and we'll have fish stocked in Willow Lake and be ready to go into that sort of time period. You do need vehicle permits and trout permits for that. And those can be purchased at the park office, but that's a different type of outdoors than we see the rest of the year. And a number of people really enjoy that. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Trout season is always a good time if you're an avid fisherman, and looking forward to that. What about this big marathon you have going on tomorrow? And that's the Little Apple Marathon we're talking about.
Yes, the Little Apple Marathon is at the park tomorrow. We're always really excited and happy to have that come back to us. That's put on by the local business, and we're just the host site, but we're always really happy to see that. I know there will be hundreds of runners out there and from many different states, so we're glad to be a participant in that to, you know, help out the community for that. And, you know, people coming to the park should be just aware that there's going to be a lot of runners on the road and in the park and both there on Barnes and Dyer Road on Western Heritage Trail. So just be aware of that especially in the morning there early, there could be a few little road delays. So just be a little bit patient, but work through that and just appreciate seeing something different out there.
Yeah, no doubt. In a year where we haven't seen a lot of events, it's nice to hear that an event like that is still going on here this weekend. And of course it is Halloween, and there'll be probably some celebration this weekend with folks out at Tuttle Creek.
Yeah, we have a couple of things to kind of help with that. First off, we have plenty of campsites open, so it's going to be a great weekend to camp. It really is. And at this point, you could just walk in. We'll have electric and water to them and still go there. But our friends of Tuttle Creek State Park is having a drive-through trunk or treat on Saturday, and vehicle permits will be covered. So if you don't have one, they have sponsored that to do that. You'll come into the park there at River Pond, and at the gatehouse, they'll have a map for you where to go on those, and be a lot of fun. That'll be from like 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., so you could still hit your own neighborhoods if you want to, but you can come out in that. And also, they're sponsoring a Halloween campsite decorating contest, so, you know, bring some of those decorations out, and there'll be some judging on that Saturday evening. And last year, there's a number of people that did that and just had a whole bunch of fun times with that. And there'll be some prizes for those best decorated.
All right. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun, it sounds like. So hopefully people check that out. Of course, I think the cool thing about this month of October, we're going to have two full moons in this month. I think there's one at the very beginning. There's a full moon tomorrow night as well, and you've got a pretty neat event kind of going around that going on tomorrow.
Yes, that's actually tonight. Oh. I'm calling it the Creepy Crawly Blue Moon Hike, night hike, and that's at 8 p.m. You do have to do that by registration, and that's just a simple email to me of how many people you would have attending. My email address is Todd, todd.lovin, L-O-V-I-N. At ks.gov. Send me that. I will take up to 30 people, and right now I believe I have about 22 or so. So I still have a few spots open. kids or people can wear costumes if they can see and hike with that. That's okay. I'll have a little bit of a quick naturalist program, and then we'll take a little hike. It'll last for about an hour or so tonight. There's no cost for that other than a state park vehicle permit. So should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's a blue moon, isn't that right?
That is correct. So
I think Dave was saying,
because like you said, there's two full moons in a month. So, yep.
I think Dave was saying it's the first time we've had a full moon on Halloween since, what, 1940-something? Okay. Yeah, long okay. time. So.
And Dave remembers that.
Yeah, because you and I were trick-or-treating together, driving. I wasn't old enough.
Yeah.
So nice to hear from you, Ben. Hey, Aunt Ben. Yeah, thanks.
All right, well, good.
I was going to say, the only other thing I might just update people with is just our facilities update. Mm-hmm. Since we had that brief, pretty intense period of winter here this first of this week, we did have to shut some water off at our campsites, and we did that really kind of quick with the intentions of maybe turning that back on. And we're actually in the process of that today. So we will restore all of our water in River Pond and Rocky Ford today, except at our dump stations. They will be off the rest of the year. People can still dump their campers. They just can't rinse. And say Randolph up there, the water up there is shut off. But everything else will be on as normal here for until the next cold spell. And once that happens, we will shut down for the season, except for our winterized type sites. But still can have some really great camping tonight, and it looks like for the next week at least.
Yeah. Well, how's the work going on the tubes down there?
And speaking with them and everything, they finished up and started to open up water yesterday. So River Pond is filling back up, so might be some fishing opportunities out there. We saw the pictures from them of all the fish that were in the tubes there, so there's a lot of fish around.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, where did you put those fish?
They were put downstream from the tubes.
Okay.
Closest point that they could get to downstream. So.
So just where it's blocked off, they just pushed them a little further to the south.
Yeah, they just hauled down to the closest point that they could get into good water. Gotcha. As I understand.
Yep. Okay.
Very cool. All right, and construction on that is going well. They're on schedule.
As I understand, yes. So I guess their tube inspection must be done, or then the overall construction is, they're back to, I guess, just probably that.
Okay.
And we'd have to consult the Corps of Engineers for the exact timing on that. But.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great opportunities here to get outdoors and have a good Halloween weekend with your family. There's all kinds of neat events. If people want more information, they can probably find that, I'm guessing, on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, that's where all of our events are. And if you just do a search for Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism, Tuttle Creek, that'll get it. I'm really active on there and trying to keep people updated what's going on in the park. And it'll have winter closures and programs and some educational stuff. So it's a good resource.
All right. Well, thank you, Todd. And we're going to check in with Ben here coming up after the break. We'll do that real quick. Back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.